Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
7:25, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. The role of the High Court in the dismissal of Shin Bet Chief. This controversy or this situation, it's absolutely awful. As I keep saying, I don't like to talk about it even. I just don't. It's just the very, very worst of what we do want to discuss. But we have to, because that is our job and that is our duty. Mark Zell is an American-Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of the Republicans Overseas Israel and vice president of Republicans Overseas. Mark, a very good morning. Morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Great. I've been a little bit sleepy because of all the extraordinary events that have been taking place last night as Israel went back to war in Gaza suddenly, and with the attacks in Yemen and the cyber attack in Iran, and it's quite extraordinary what's happened yesterday. But we're going to be talking about the Shin Bet.
And of course, there's many, many events that we can talk about. This one, though, we just need to try and understand what is going on, what is the process, and what is the role of the various judicial bodies in terms of a removal of a person of this stature.
Well, the first thing I have to say is it's never been done.
Right.
Of the General Services Security Agency, Shin Bet, has been removed prior to the expiration of his term against his will. And so that's that in itself is unprecedented. But the actual procedure for doing this is also very complicated and really wrapped in controversy because no one knows exactly what to do. For example, It was supposed to be a meeting tomorrow, but it's been advanced till today. On the other hand, because of the war in Gaza, God knows whether they're going to be meeting the government's going to be meeting to pass a resolution concerning the future of the Shin Bet fellow, Ronen Bar. And it gets even more complicated because Ronen Bar was involved, together with the new IDF chief of staff, in planning the attack on Gaza that began around 2:30 this morning, and he is tied up with the war room in Tel Aviv, running the whole operation. So exactly how this is going to affect his dismissal is another question. But the problem is, how do you get rid of him? And the first stage in doing so, according to the government's position, is to have this meeting and vote on at the government level to dismiss him. And the problem is that even before the government will decide this, whenever they decide this in the current chaos, several petitioners filed a petition with the Supreme Court, sitting as a High Court of Justice, to attack the dismissal of Ronen Bar. And that's already been filed. And we know that several others will be filed in the event he's actually dismissed, and to try to block that. And that gets even more complicated because the High Court of Justice, the new president of the High Court of Justice, is himself steeped in controversy because he was nominated including myself, considered to be in an improper manner. And so there's a whole question about the legitimacy of the High Court of Justice weighing in on this whole matter, plus all the political storm next week's budget vote, which, if it doesn't pass, the government will fall. The whole country is really just rolling in uncertainty and constitutional crisis, together with the military operations which started this morning. So it's really quite impossible to figure out where we stand or how it's all going to be, it's all going to play out.
It really is, and I just keep wondering practically how everybody works together. You know, how they can put. You know, how do you put that aside when you're in that war room and you're dealing with really the life, death, and future of the country, and you have so much animosity towards each other? It's got to be rough.
Well, that is true, and I didn't mention, of course, all the pressure that's going on to appoint an official committee to investigate the Prime Minister and the former Chief of Staff and the Shin Bet head regarding all the events of October 7th and pre-October 7th. So you're right. I mean, it's very difficult to see how they're doing it. I think, quite honestly, though, they are professionals, and the physical security of the country takes precedence. And I think they are working together based on the reports that have come in overnight from what's going on in Gaza. The attacks were very well coordinated. They were completely surprised that Hamas took out several high-ranking Hamas leaders. And they're saying that this is just the beginning. There's going to be continuing operations, and that means that the Shin Bet head, Ronan Bar, and the new chief of staff, Zamir, they will all have to be working together in order to make sure that this is successful. And they're fighting on many fronts. And they have the cyber attack in Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Syrians are also involved with us as we protect the Druze population there. I don't see, frankly, how they could go through with the firing of this Shin Bet head at this particular juncture. It doesn't make any sense.
That is where we leave it. Mark Zell, thank you as always. American Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republicans Overseas, Israel vice president of Republican Overseas, talking to us about the Shin Bet chief and the intention or the attempt to remove him.